certainly is preparing us to stand before him that day. He's giving us the knowledge we need. We have so many misconceptions of his word, and so he needs to make it clear to us what is said and what is meant of what is said. And so that comes by just looking at the word and seeking him and finding out what he's thinking, not just going by what other people say, what other people think, what your pastor says, but you getting alone, just you and him, and looking at the word and looking at what he's really saying. Open your heart to know the truth. So that we're gonna do. That's what we're gonna do. Jesus, we open our heart to know the truth, to know the truth of your word. We don't want to stand before you that day and find out this whole time we've been believing a lie. So we come to you humbly, come before you. We bow our knee to you. We stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and acknowledge what he says. No one else. No theory, no reasoning, just what you would say. Speak to us, Lord. Thank you for using me, Jesus. So today we're going to talk about the difference between works and obedience. Jesus said in Matthew 7, 21 through 23, he said, "Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father." In verse 22 in the Amplified Bible, he said, "Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and driven out demons in your name and done many mighty works in your name?' And then I'll say to them openly and publicly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who act wickedly, disregarding my commands.'" And so Jesus is talking about the works, not cutting it. They said, "We did works in your name." And he said, "Away from me, I didn't know you." Because really, to enter into the kingdom of heaven, to be right with Jesus, is to obey him. To obey him. Obedience is greater than sacrifice. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll obey me, and I'll show myself to you." It's that relationship. You know, and then we also have to read Ephesians 2. "Not because of your works, not the fulfillment of the law's demands, lest any man should boast. It's not the result of any that anyone can possibly do, so no one can pride himself in it or take glory to himself." Verse 8, actually, it says, "For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith." And when you believe God, you're going to obey him. So your salvation is through your faith in him, trusting him, relying on him, submitting to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, obeying your Father. If you do everything he tells you to do, you're going to be blessed. If you don't, you'll be cursed. And this salvation is not of yourself, of your own doing. It came through your own striving, but is a gift from God. In the Old Testament, they couldn't do the law. Jesus came to make it possible for you to do what God wants you to do, his word, his law. So we don't look to the law to be right with him. We look to Jesus. He said, "You can't do anything without me, apart from me, without being on the vine, without being abiding, without abiding with him, without being on the same page as him. You can't do it. You can't do what he said. You can't fulfill the law. That's a work. If you try to do that, it's a work." And a lot of religious people are doing that because they're not connected to the vine. We just talked about the vine for a whole week. Jesus said, "If you're not connected, you're a dead branch and you're thrown off into the fire." If you're not connected to the vine, who is Jesus, you're not going to hear him correct you. You're not going to hear him talk to you. You're going to be doing religious duties, which is the work. And so those people who say a work isn't going to do it, you're talking about works. No, we're talking about obedience. Yes, Jesus saved you. through grace, but it's by your obedience through faith. It's through your faith in him. And so you have to do what he said. He said, if you keep my commands, you're going to show to be a true disciple. You're glorifying the Father. He said, if you keep his commands, that you can ask whatever you will and it will happen. The religious Christians that are disconnected from the vine, the dead branches walking around, are religious and without power. And Jesus wants us to be full of his power. And that's why he's recreating us in his likeness, Ephesians 2:10. He's recreating us in his likeness to do a work for him that you can only do by obedience. You have to know him. And if you think you don't have to do anything, if you think you don't have to obey him, but your good works in verse 23, too. But Lord, we did this, we did that. I went to Sunday school. I went to church every Sunday. I was there every Wednesday. I volunteered for this. I volunteered for that. That's a work. Obedience is not a work. Obedience is honoring him, submitting to him, humbling yourself before him and saying, yes, Lord, whatever you say, Lord. And then on that day, he's going to say, well done. He's not going to say, I didn't know you. Because when you submit to him, he's going to correct you. He's going to convince you. Revelation 3:19, he said, I correct those that I love. You can't just do anything you want. You have to obey him. And that's not a work. It's obedience. Doing what he said. What you're doing, how you're living your life, is a test. Will you obey him? Or will you believe the lie that you learned in church or that someone told you or the enemy's telling you, I don't got to do anything? He wouldn't say that. Just like in the garden, Satan said to Eve, did God really say? You know, when we think that thought, we have to pay attention to what we're thinking. I mean, Satan doesn't use the same words, but we often disregard those who disregard my commands. We just read that. He's going to say, I didn't know you. And we disregard what he said because the enemy comes. Jesus said, as soon as you hear the word, the enemy's going to come and steal that from you. And as soon as they heard not to eat off the tree, the enemy came and said, did God really say? And so he might not use those exact words. But that's what he's saying when he talks you out of doing that prompting that you just heard. It might be, don't buy that. It might be, don't say that. Don't go there. Turn that off. And you just ignore it. You're ignoring Jesus. You're ignoring him. And it's a test. Are you going to live with him forever? Are you going to disregard what he said? Are you going to let it go? Just ignore it that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords spoke to you and call it a work? It's not a work. It's honor. It's humility. Obey him. Obey him. Do what he said, because otherwise on that day he's going to say, I didn't know you. Away from me. You disregarded what I said. You completely ignored me. You were in the middle of this conversation with someone and I said, stop. Don't say that. Let it go. Let it drop. Just let it go. Forget it. Forgive. And you won't forgive. You're ignoring him. He's going to say, I didn't know you. It's not a work. The work is the things that you're trying to do to make up for what you know you should have done. I went to Sunday school all my life. I went to church whenever they were open. I volunteered my time. I even preached the word, not a message from you, Jesus, because I couldn't hear you. You don't speak to everyone, right? He died so that God's spirit can live on the inside of you so you can hear him. You can hear everything he said, he has to say. If you're listening, but not if you block him. If you block someone on Facebook, you just don't get to hear them anymore. You shut them off. They're gone. Gone. And same with Jesus. If you block him, if you keep ignoring him, he's going to go away. And on the day, he's going to turn his head and say, I didn't know you. You ignored me. You continued to practice lawlessness because you believed the lie that you were saved by grace. That's it. Saved by grace. I don't have to do anything. The reason Satan tells the lie that obedience is a work is because when you obey God, when you let him test you, as Abraham was tested, Abraham obeyed, and God is testing you to see if you'll do everything he tells you to do. He's going to entrust you with his power to do the work, to take authority over the enemy, to do the greater works. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you're going to do what I was doing and even greater. You're going to do greater works than he did, greater things than he did. He said, if you believe in me, you will speak in tongues, you will cast out demons, lay hands on the sick. You can drink something deadly and you won't even have to go to the hospital. It won't harm you. And the same people that don't believe that you will have to obey God are the same people that don't believe some of these things that Jesus said. And so they have no power in their life to go and do what God is calling us to do, to prepare the way for him, to carry his power and do his work like the disciples did. And they did what Jesus did. He taught them to. And when something didn't work out, like in Matthew 17, the boy that had, he was epileptic, and the disciples said, why couldn't we do this? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. And so Satan can get you in unbelief. You're going to be powerless. You're not going to be doing what Jesus did. You're not going to be preparing the way for him. You're not going to develop and the fruits that you need to be recognized by the demons to flee when you tell them to. Because the enemy is going to be your ruler, your God, the one you're obeying. You're really obeying him rather than Jesus when you think it's a work to obey Jesus. And another lie the enemy tells us, you're not perfect, but Jesus said he's coming for a perfect bride, a bride without spot or wrinkle. And we just say, we haven't arrived, but we're to arrive before he gets here. We're to be ready to stand before our groom without spot or wrinkle. And so we have to know this truth that Jesus is telling us. We have to know this truth so we can walk in it, so we can carry his power, tell the truth, hear what Jesus is saying, put an end to the enemy's lies, and save those people that he's tormenting, harassing. A lie is a harassment. A lie is the enemy stealing, killing, and destroying you. Jesus said, I've come that you may have life, have it to the full, until it overflows. And that comes by being on the same page with him. If you abide in me and I abide in you, ask what you will. I'm telling you all these things so that your joy can be full, complete. Jesus wants good for you. And so look at the word. Stop living by hearsay. What somebody else said. You're not going to be able to stand before Jesus that day and say, but my pastor said that it was a work. Don't be confused. If you're confused, definitely the enemy is messing you up. And you need to go to get Jesus and get unconfused. He's going to teach you the truth. He corrects those that he loves. He said he's standing at the door of your heart, and if you would heed his voice, he'd come and live on the inside of you. So you have to say, I'm going to obey you. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. And when you do that, you're going to hear him. You're going to learn of him. That's how you get to know him, by hearing him. And you hear him by heeding his voice. If you ignore him, he's not going to push himself on you. If you ignore him, you're not going to know him. You're not going to hear him. Somebody's knocking at your door and you don't open the door, you're ignoring that person. You're not going to hear what they had to say. If you don't answer your phone or answer a message, you're ignoring. And Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart and he's saying, please don't ignore me. Heed my voice and I'll come. I'll show you the truth. And you can live with me forever. Let's acknowledge him, Jesus. Thank you for that truth. Thank you so much for that truth that you're displaying to us, that you're showing us, revealing to us, so that we're not fooled and then surprised when we stand before you that day and you say, I didn't know you. Thank you. Thank you for telling us things to come, warning us of what will happen if we ignore you. What will happen if we honor you? Thank you, Jesus. It's so true. Everything in the word is if. If you do this, I'll do that. If you don't do that, I won't do that. Got to be on the same page with him. If when you're a child and your mom and dad says something, you do it. You don't say, oh, I have grace. I don't have to do it. I have to do anything they say. They'll say, well, yeah, you live here. We're doing this favor for you, but you have to do what we say, or you can't live here. And that's what Jesus is saying. If you don't do what I say, then you're not moving in with me. Pretty plain. Thanks so much for listening today.